Now, it's over to the news desk with Lena Valverde and Charles McKelvey. But first, let's take a look at today's headlines.
Miguel Díaz-Canel reiterates Cuba's unwavering support of Venezuela.
Venezuela presents 13 million signatures on no more Trump petitions to the United Nations.
Cuban ambassador in Beijing receives honor awarded to Raúl Castro by the People's Republic of China.
And Peru prevents Venezuelans from returning home from Lima.
And now for the news in detail.
Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel reaffirmed Cuba's strong support for Venezuela in the face of U.S. aggressions with the complicity of other countries. In his Twitter account, the president took up a phrase from the speech delivered Saturday by Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez at the United Nations General Assembly, where he stated that the relationship between the two nations is based on mutual respect and true solidarity. "We unhesitatingly support the legitimate government presided over by Nicolas Maduro and the civil military union of the Bolivarian and Chavista people," said Díaz-Canel. Appearing in the high-level debate of the UN General Assembly on September 24th, U.S. President Donald Trump accused Cuba of maintaining between 20 and 25,000 military personnel in Venezuela, a statement that the Cuban head of state described as slanderous and inadmissible. "His failure with Cuba and Venezuela entices his imperial arrogance, and he justifies his defeat with false arguments," Díaz-Canel stressed on Twitter.
Venezuelan Vice President Delcy Rodríguez gave to UN General Secretary Antonio Guterres the more than 13 million petition signatures from around the world in the No More Trump campaign. In a press conference held before meeting with Guterres, Rodriguez reminded reporters that the signatures were collected during a month-long campaign against the U.S. government's total economic blockade of the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela. The signatures will be held at the U.N. headquarters in Venezuela, the vice president said. During her Friday speech to high-ranking assembly members, the Venezuelan vice president stated that the United States has imposed over 350 unilateral coercive measures on Venezuela, including the seizure of Venezuelan assets abroad. She stated that the brutal financial blockade has cost the South American nation up to $130 billion and is a blatant theft of Venezuelan resources. In addition, the vice president told the secretary general about the paramilitary camps located in Colombia, and she gave him a copy of the agreement between President Nicolas Maduro and opposition sectors at the National Dialogue Table for Peace.
The Medal of Friendship was awarded by Chinese President Xi Jinping to Raúl Castro, first secretary of the Cuban Communist Party. The medal was received on behalf of Raúl by Cuba's ambassador to Beijing, Miguel Ángel Ramírez. The ceremony was held at the Great Hall of the People in Beijing, the Chinese capital. Raúl was one of six international figures honored with the distinction, which is a ratification of the excellent state of uninterrupted relations between Cuba and China over the past 59 years.
Venezuela's government has denounced Peruvian fuel companies for refusing to provide gas for the Return to the Homeland initiative. The move left refugees stranded in the Andean country, far from their native Venezuela. Conviasa Airlines received a statement from the Peruvian government that read, "Given the new and greater U.S. sanctions, fuel suppliers are refusing to offer fuel services to everything related to the Venezuelan state." The flight, scheduled for Saturday, would have flown some 100 Venezuelans back to their nation from Peru, where reports say they have been subjected to mistreatment, labor exploitation, and xenophobia. Since entering office in 2016, the United States administration under President Donald Trump has slapped over 300 economic and political sanctions on the Venezuelan state, its companies, and individuals from the oil-rich nation. On August 5th, the Trump cabinet announced a full-blown blockade on Venezuela, threatening sanctions on any U.S. company and even on foreign nations and businesses that carry out any type of economic transaction with a Venezuelan entity. Over Twitter, Venezuelan Foreign Minister Jorge Arreaza confirmed that Peruvian companies continue to refuse to fuel the humanitarian flights, which were grounded on Saturday. The Venezuelan top diplomat demanded respect for the Venezuelans' human rights to return to their nation.
And you've tuned in to Radio Vancouver's English language broadcast here on FM, shortwave, and online. Now back to the news with Lena and Charles.
The Council of State of the Republic of Cuba has called for an extraordinary session of the National Assembly for October 10th. An official note published Monday in Granma newspaper stated that, in accordance with the Constitution, the Council is convening the session, which will be held at Havana's Convention Center. The agenda of the session will be the election of the President, the Vice President, and the Secretary of the National Assembly of People's Power, and other members of the Council of State, and the President and Vice President of the Republic.
Mswati III, King of Eswatini, is in Cuba on an official visit. The King was received on Sunday at Havana's International Airport by Ana Teresita González, Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs. The King's agenda on the island includes a visit to the Center for Generic Engineering and Biotechnology, the Latin American School of Medicine, ELAM, in addition to meetings with top Cuban leaders, reports Cuban news agency. Cuba and the Kingdom of Eswatini established diplomatic relations on September 22, 1995, and 10 years later, Cuba's medical cooperation began based on a personal request from the King to the historic leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro, during his visit to Cuba that year. The formerly named Kingdom of Swaziland is a landlocked territory located in the southeast of the African continent between the Republic of South Africa and Mozambique. It occupies a territorial extension of 17,000 square kilometers and has a population of 1,343,000 inhabitants. Mswati III succeeded his father, Sobhuza II, to the throne in 1986.
The United States has rejected a request by Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif to visit Iran's UN ambassador, Majid Takht Ravanchi, who is being treated for cancer in a hospital in New York. The U.S. State Department made the announcement, adding Zarif could only visit his ill colleague if Tehran released one of the several American citizens detained in Iran. Due to U.S. sanctions and travel restrictions placed on Zarif in July, the foreign minister can only travel between the John F. Kennedy Airport and a limited area surrounding the UN building in New York, where he is able to take part in the 74th session of the United Nations General Assembly. Travel restrictions also have been imposed on other Iranian diplomats and their families in New York. The measure, described as basically inhumane by Zarif, is part of a growing list of measures adopted by the Trump administration in a bid to impose maximum pressure on Tehran. The Iranian foreign minister reported that despite the U.S. prohibitions, he was able to use computer technology to visit with his colleague from his hospital bed, employing an internet connection where he could see and talk with the ambassador on his cell phone.
President Miguel Díaz-Canel urged authorities to work differently, according to the times we live in. This at a meeting of the Council of Ministers on the Economic Life of the Nation. The times are different, But we have the principles, the convictions, the will to face everything. The concepts of resistance and victory do not change, said the Cuban head of state, referring to the situation of fuel shortages caused by the U.S. hostile actions. Díaz-Canel insisted on the need to work with austerity and savings, as well as to continue giving priority to programs such as food production, housing, construction, exports, the computerization of society, tourism, renewable energy sources, and transportation. This according to Granma newspaper.
Once more, our headlines for today.
Miguel Díaz-Canel reiterates Cuba's unwavering support of Venezuela.
Venezuela presents 13 million signatures on no more Trump petitions to the United Nations.
Cuban ambassador in Beijing receives honor awarded to Raúl Castro by the People's Republic of China.
And Peru prevents Venezuelans from returning home from Lima.